Blue Cosmetic Medicine, some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi Sagan
with Jules.
Hit 92.9.
What an exceptionally wonderful show it was today, you guys.
Oh, I was really impressed with Zay's Tokiyoki announcement this morning.
So was I.
I was kind of preparing myself to be like underwhelmed by it.
Well, I was preparing
kind of under deliver.
I was preparing ourselves for like another week of what did you do? Oh, sorry, it's not ready yet, guys.
Well, was it?
No, we're impressed, Dave.
Of course you are. I can't keep impressing everyone. Like,
didn't you get a text through on the text line from someone who was also pretty impressed?
Oh, mate, the text line got blown up. Absolutely, I'm telling you. Don't worry about that. Of course, 0488 555 929. Oh my God, I'm pissing myself here laughing. Petrol fuel, Miata Homes, Tokyo. Somebody needs a pay rise.
Yeah, this guy.
Karaoke is generally putting a smile back on my face. This needs to be on every Thursday morning. I love you guys, especially you, Zave. Zave, you're a bloody legend. I'm ready.
Last bit didn't happen. I feel like the love you guys, especially you, Zave. The especially you, Zave, didn't happen. It did it, did it? It didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, get out!
Whoa! Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. Zave, you bloody legend. I'll do anything you need. That was from Alyssa.
Yeah, great.
Do you jump on these text lines like just to help make yourself feel like good about yourself?
No, because not everyone gets a bit nervous getting text messages. Oh, I don't want to hear some negative feedback. Oh, my heart might get a bit sore.
Who are you mocking there?
Don't even worry about it. Somebody did get stuck into today is Illy, actually, because...
Oh.
Didn't he do a little fippy?
Is his name Illy or Silly? I'm not sure.
Oh, don't you wish you came up with that one earlier? Well done.
I noticed he edited his piece, though.
He did edit his piece.
So you'll hear it anyway.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you so much. You guys found out that a lot of people in Perth carry knives.
Yes. Yeah. You are not the only one, Peppy.
I knew it wasn't.
Because he likes stabbing people in the back like Mix upstairs.
Oh!
Hit it again, Pete.
No, I'm not hitting it again.
Ching, ching.
No. You don't get one.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, okay. Ashton Irwin. That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Five sauce. Just out of nowhere.
It was.
Hey, guys, I'm just calling for a chat.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. No worries. We'll have a yarn. And we touched on Tommy Little and Are You Okay Day as well. It was nice. Actually ask somebody and mean it today, by the way.
Absolutely, 100%. If you do have any issues, we're always here to chat to via text, whatever.
Yeah,
always,
definitely.
Always speak to someone if you've got no one.
Get stuck into the pod. Have a great day.
Bye.
Beautiful day to sit under a tree, whip out your knife, and just knock back an apple, I reckon.
I actually reckon you never need to use the knife, and you've born and bred in Australia.
Yeah.
You're a fraud, Italian.
I'm not.
And your knife is your little.
Don't you even dare.
You know he's got the knife on him right now,
Mate, we've got.
Can I have a look at it?
No, I wouldn't hand it over to him.
Because you watch, he's gonna get all knifed up now, and he's gonna go and get himself one. You have to have a good knife on you.
How do I open the bugger? Be
careful when you open it because
it's sharp,
like that's a good that's a genuine.
Do you sharpen it?
Yes.
Is that what you do on your
Is
weekend?
There a click button?
Yeah.
No, there isn't a click button. It's just hard to...
You gotta, just use your muscle.
13, 10, 60. You guys have tossed it out there. Do you carry a knife?
We found a knife on Pete's desk that he uses to cut apples with, apparently.
And sausages and cheese. Justin, who's visiting from Queensland. Hi, mate.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. So you're Justin? A custom knife maker.
I certainly am.
And so, from Queensland too.
Yeah, originally from WA.
Yeah, so you'd carry a few knives on you, wouldn't you?
excuse me. Yeah, I carry a pocket knife with me.
Wait, did you fly over or did you drive?
No, I flew.
And you got it through customs, like through the airport?
Customs,
not customs, but
security.
The security.
As long as you put it in your cargo.
Yeah, you can't take it on the plane with you. You have to put it in your.
Oh.
I found that out when
still,
I was in Europe.
Are you allowed to? Put it in your baggage.
Yeah. Yeah, you put it in your baggage. You don't carry it on the plane because otherwise security is going to get.
Do you?
They're going to jump up and down and you're going to get yourself locked up.
Does it say no sharps and knives?
That's what I mean. No scissors.
No, you can't do it in carry on. Justin, are you calling to, like, you make knives? Do you want to make me a knife? I'm just tossing it out there.
Mate, I can make anything.
Oh.
There's only two things that stop you making your knife. One of them's your imagination and the other one's what's in your back pocket.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll grab your details, Justin. Mate. So, Roxy in Balcatta, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Oh, thanks, Roxy.
Love you, Rox. Now, you've called up. You're going a step further.
Yeah, I am. So I was listening to the story. I thought it was a bit funny because originally I'm from South Africa and my dad used to strap a gun to his ankle every day of his life. So.
Like an ankle strap? With a gun in it?
Velcro kind of strap. And because he worked in remote areas, it was just he used it just as a safety device.
And Roxy, there was obviously some issues over in South Africa a little while ago. Did he ever have to pull the firearm out?
And luckily never had to. So that was good. I always wondered how quickly he'd actually be able to unstrap it off of his ankle to use it.
That's crazy.
But
Well, man, stories like that, I'm like, oh yeah, we live in a lucky country, right?
We don't
live like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great here.
We just got Peppy carrying knives around.
Roxy.
Switchblade.
Roxy, how old was your dad when he was strapping a gun to his ankle?
A piece, we call it.
A piece.
Probably from when I was a young child, so early 30s.
Yeah, that's too old to be using Velcro, mate. Sorry.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
We had a bit of a surprise guest.
And we're 5 seconds of summer.
Hey, Ashton.
Good morning.
Hello there. How's it going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Lovely to talk to you guys.
Same to you, mate. Now, quick one from me. You've obviously done a stack of media in big clunks. Do you ever sometimes just make up furfies, just make up little lies throughout your interviews?
They come back to bite me, though, because... I do get a little bored with the truth sometimes, but I guess that's my job, to get kind of poetic about it, I guess, or I want to spin it into a story that's, I don't know. I can relate everything to something in our lives at the moment. I mean, it's pretty exciting times for our group. So,
what's a lie that you've told?
I haven't really told many lies because you get caught in those lies and the lies get bigger and bigger, and then I just don't want to be in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get it.
Pretty truthful.
Okay. Well, I guess you get the usual sort of questions, how's it going? It must be great having all this roaring success. What was it like touring with One Direction? I think I've got a question that could probably be one that you've never heard before.
It.
No. I reckon it is. Here it is. What's your favorite part of the chicken?
Oh.
The chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, I love, kind of weird. I like the wings because they're crispy.
The bone.
But I do miss a good Aussie barbecue chicken, Woolworths, Coles.
Oh, yes.
Don't get that stuff over here.
The cheaper, the better, to be honest.
Just like a good old $10 chicken that you can just roll in, roll out, sit out the front of the place and eat it.
That's my childhood. That's awesome.
Hey, mate, while you did mention over there, what do you really miss? Is there something that you just can't get overseas that you really miss from Australia?
Hey, man, my full self. I feel like I lose a bit of myself the longer I'm away from Australia. But I guess there's a bigger picture. Hey, but I miss Australia daily these days. I think about it a lot, and I think about the peacefulness that comes with that country. And it's a beautiful place, man. The older I get, the more I respect and feel lucky that I'm actually from a place like Australia, because I've gotten to see a lot of the world, and Australia truly is a remarkable spot to be from. So,
Is there something that you actually do when you do feel homesick, get your mum to send over some Tim Tams or Vegemite or something?
I have a very, very Australian band, obviously, so we kind of We kind of get together. I noticed Callum has started Amazoning Weet-Bix and Aussie cereals and stuff. And then I know Michael does the same. So we kind of keep it as Australian as possible. But it's difficult. We got to get back as much as we can.
You know what I reckon? You just mentioned Weet-Bix. I think one of the most Australian ways to be a success story is to get your face on the front cover of a Weet-Bix box. And I think you guys are there. You've done so incredibly well as Australian exports now that you should be on the front cover of a Weet-Bix box.
Well, we did Oreos. We've done Oreos. We've done Chips Ahoy. We've done these American ones. I would love to do an Aussie something like that. We've worked with Vegemite before, which was sick. But that was a couple years ago now, so I'm ready for a new
unreal
new Aussie brand.
Ashton, it's been really good chatting to you. And look, the reason why we were chatting to you is because the new single from your latest album is called Teeth. It's absolutely hectic. It's going gangbusters. It's off the original soundtrack for the latest season of 13 Reasons Why as well. We're going to come back after this and get stuck into it, mate. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Heidi
Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
We've got the last seats at the table for tonight for Bumble BFF.
Three tickets?
Three or four. Seats? Who knows, Jules?
There's three.
The world's your oyster tonight. Whatever you need.
I invited one girl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
We are doing Icebreaker.
No wonder you got no friends. You don't talk.
Hey, don't bully gotcha. Me.
Oh,
nah, we're at the lookout, Jules. We've got a big table. We've got drinks. We've got food. 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, so we have three seats left. Yep. And we want you to give us a call on 13, 10, 60 and give us your icebreaker line.
What, for a conversation?
Just initiate a conversation,
So have you got an example?
How much does a polar bear weigh?
Don't know, mate.
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, right. I wouldn't go with that one, but...
Hey.
I'd just walk up and say hello.
I'm sorry. Are these your friends? No, they're not. Well, I think I choose.
They might be after tonight.
I don't think so.
You are coming tonight, are you?
Well, blooming oath.
Yeah, no, he's not. No, actually...
Mate, the lookout heaves. The lookout goes.
To come.
I'll be there. The lookout goes.
Oh, it's up to you. This is your... you could swap Zave out for an extra seat.
I just want... friends there, like people that support
been mates. I'd say that.
Oh, wow. Take that, because that happens really rarely.
Does it?
Yeah, really rarely.
Good on him.
13, 10, 60.
I'm going to make your life hell.
If you want a seat at the table, feeling a little bit lonely yourselves, Perth is a very clicky spot. That's what you've been finding lately. We want to get you to the table at the thing that we've organised tonight at the Lookout. We'll come back with your icebreakers. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9. Let's get people's icebreakers. Nadine, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, girl. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, your icebreaker line. What is it?
Yes. Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch who?
Stop what you're doing and talk to me.
Ooh. Does that actually
that
work,
was better
Nadine?
Than bloody Dave's joke.
Have you ever actually used that out? Well, be careful, mate.
I honestly just looked on his desk to see where that knife was.
No, I've got it back now.
Okay, good.
Nadine, have you ever actually used that while you were out?
I have.
And it worked?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, was it a pickup line though? That would be a cool pickup line for you.
No, it was actually like, I'm a university cheerleader and it was just like messing around with someone who was new and it kind of just broke the ice enough for them to feel more comfortable.
That's cool. But now you've got Zave's attention. I do want you to come along tonight.
Okay, awesome.
Are you free?
I am.
All right, there you go.
Our only icebreaker is, hello, I'm a university cheerleader.
He's trying to find friends, not to hook up.
If you're talking to ex, anyway. Siobhan in Cardinia, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's your icebreaker, mate?
I'm not a cheerleader. But...
That's okay. You don't need to be a cheerleader. To be my friend, maybe Xavier's, but not mine.
That's unfair. That's completely unfair.
Sorry. Unwarranted. Okay. Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. It won't be this awkward tonight, we promise.
No worries. Well, when I used to go to uni, I didn't last there long. I did a little bit of retail. Mm. And what they always taught us was instead of, hey, how are you? Do you need any help? Because generally people just don't listen to that. You always make a comment about what they're wearing. You might pick out an accessory or a top. I really like that top. Where'd you get it from? Or something like that. So it generally...
So, Siobhan, I'm going to toss something at you.
Right.
Jules has a new pair of shoes on today.
Mm.
So, go on.
Hey, I really like those shoes. Where'd you get them? I don't know. You got me, man.
No, it's all good. Because, if I get complimented on something, I always deflect it. All the time. I'll just pick these up.
But there's a seat at the table, surely.
Yeah,
there is a seat at the table. Babe, would love to have you there with us.
Oh, thanks so much.
We'll see you tonight. We got one more seat to fill. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how you going?
Babe, all your friends have moved away.
Yep, they have.
Where have they moved?
Wherever there's work at the moment. Well, here in New Zealand. Seasonal.
Fair
okay,
enough.
What's your icebreaker?
Well, normally I'd say summer or winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think whether, you know, you like summer, if you're a winter person, that could be just who I might want to hang out with.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. Zave and Pete get around the weather a lot.
Oh, it's so. Perth. Weather chat's a thing every single day. There will be people that you will bump into today, I guarantee you. 9 out of 10 of them will say, how beautiful is this day today?
All right, well, we can chat about the weather tonight at the Lookout. Lauren, you coming along?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Nice,
all right, guys.
I think that's full
happy?
House.
Dave, you happy? Are you really going to come?
Yeah, it'll be like Jesus. It's going to be your last supper. Beautiful. We've got 12 friends to come along and we'll drink blood and bread or whatever happened, and away we go.
Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
What's this announcement? Come on.
Mate, and it better be a good one, because not only have we been sitting here for weeks on end with you who walks around peacocking like you have. Just
peacock.
Oh, mate, seriously.
Sometimes. I like it about you, though, seriously.
Trust me, Em always says you promise a lot and deliver bugger all.
Which is so true, it's frustrating. Like, I can get how it might be endearing for a little while.
I got you a motorhome.
I've got
you a motorhome.
You under-promise, then over-deliver.
You got to set the bar low and then go,
I get sometimes I do that, but you won't believe what I've managed.
Mate,
won't believe it.
It better be good because we've held off Disney Oki.
Yeah, and it's now Tokioki. And do you know why it's called Tokioki?
Why?
Because of this.
It started as an innocent game.
Well, Elibaba had them 40 things. Scheherazade had 1,000 tales. Everybody!
Disney Oki. It was like karaoke, but people sang Disney songs.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
I'm going to be your mighty king.
Can you feel me?
Let it go. Let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Caitlin. I've got, cold chills. Like, seriously, that was, I was getting goosebumps.
It was popular.
Probably the greatest radio segment that ever happened in Perth.
And one man dreamed it could be something more.
I'm going to travel the world with this segment one day.
Then it evolved.
Like an out-of-control Pokemon.
It could not be contained.
Get ready for the biggest sing-song sensation since Susan Boyle. This is Tokioki. We are going to Japan.
Tokioki.
What just happened?
Well, I'll tell you what just happened. We are going international. We are going to Japan.
Oh, my gosh.
We are going to compete in some karaoke competitions in Japan. You say I do bugger all.
Yes,
my mates in AirAsia have come on board and said, we'd love to take you to Tokyo. We are going
to sing karaoke.
To sing karaoke in Tokyo, hence Tokioki.
Oh, wow. Okay. I take it all back. I take everything back.
So do I. I'm really impressed.
Just a quick apology from both.
Hey, Zave, can we be friends?
Yep. And
sorry.
And you underestimate me all the time.
Yep.
Pete.
Sorry, mate. Get on with it.
Righto, we're off to Japan. We're going to go to Japan at the end of the year. Now, I don't know the entire mechanics, but obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm certain that our beautiful friends in Perth will be potentially coming along for a bit of a spin with us. But
you mean the people listening right now?
Of course.
I've got to sit down with the boss during the day and just work out a few of the nuts and bolts and how it's going to happen. But
are you thinking karaoke teams kind of thing?
I think potentially might be teams. Yeah? I don't know. But we need to just tick the boxes with what we're going to do, how we're
going
to get there.
But we're going to
Tokyo and we're going to be going with AirAsia. But we've got a new segment that we're running. And this segment might link into how we get there. I'm not quite sure yet either. Tokioki. So we're Disneyoki move over. We had good fun with that.
Yep.
Tokioki in you come.
Yep.
Now you're talking language. Yeah.
It's just karaoke.
Yeah.
So you can present whatever song you want this morning, 13:10:60, and you belt out your favorite karaoke song.
Oh, I love this.
Like we will do in Japan.
This is going to be incredible. The phones are lighting up.
They're
lighting
they
up
are.
Ever since.
Of course,
Dave, I'm just so impressed.
They had on speed dial this number and like the text line 0488 55929. Please just tell me how good I am. I've worked my backside off for this, and I've got us going to Japan, and we're going to be doing Tokyoki karaoke in Japan. Bang, best segment on radio in Australia. Come to me.
131060. Karaoke.
I'm out of breath.
Not Disney-oki, like we've been playing
mate.
For a while. Not
need to sit down.
Not Disney-oki, karaoke.
Yes.
So, every song is fair game.
Yep.
Get on the phone, we'll come back and we'll do it.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Bang, yeah. It's pretty simple. Disney-oki out. Now it's just open slather. It's karaoke. You nominate your favourite song you sing at a karaoke bar and you come on air and let it rip. 131060. And we're off to Japan,
yeah.
And we will be taking some people with us.
So keep listening. Next week, we will give you all of the details that you need to know. But this morning, we're getting stuck into karaoke. Just straight up, it's open season. Whatever yep. song you want, you can sing right now. Kelda in Wandering, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you hitting us with?
Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Oh, have you done... You can try to resist, not to hide from my kiss. Have you done this at a karaoke night?
I have indeed, yeah.
What movie, Coyote Ugly? She was on top of the pool, the bar.
The bar.
Man, bar yeah. She was leather pants.
Yeah,
the whole thing. It was great.
Man,
okay, Kelda, over to you.
Do I have any backing music? Or
absolutely not. You're open.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I just had to lay the law down.
All right, here we go. Under a lover's sky. Gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around. If you think that you won't fall, we'll just wait until the sun goes down. Underneath the starlight, starlight, there's a magical feeling so right.
Wow.
It will steal your heart tonight.
Take it, girl. Well done,
well
mate.
Well done, babe.
What do you need that backing noise for? It was perfect. I just had to install some confidence in you. Well done, mate. That was great.
Jeez, mate, people are getting up. They're getting stuck into this.
And they can picture themselves in Japan belting out their own song.
Maddie and Kelmscott, what are you chasing?
Holy Grail, mate.
Holy Grail. Are we going to hear some high
pitches? Yes, sure am.
All right, Maddie.
Woke up this morning, had the strangest dream. I was in the biggest army the world had ever seen. We're marching as one on the road to the Holy Grail. Do, do.
Yeah, Maddie Boy.
This was the song of the premiership year of the Eagles, remember? 2006?
It was Channel 10. They used to play it before every game.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go, Maddie. Well done.
Good on you, Maddie.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes.
See you, Matt. Okay, we got another Matt on.
We do. Matt in Ellenbrook. Hi, mate.
How you going, mate?
Hey, going good. What have you got for us? What do you want to sing?
I might go with the Veronica's Untouched, if I can.
I'm excited.
Hit us with it. Go.
Can I just start off, Dave? No, I'm shortchanging, mate. I think you were definitely robbed of the Don Smith a couple of years back.
Yeah, great comment, Matt. I'm going to try and get you over to Japan. Don't worry about that. Good on you, mate.
Go on, Matt. Get into it.
Here we go. I go, you go. I can la, I wanna get what I want. Don't stop. Give me what you got, cause I can't wait any more. Don't even talk about the cosmic plans, cause I know you're the only thing that's making any sense to me, and I don't give a damn what they say. What they
oh my god.
The only thing that's on my mind, I never ever let you leave.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, I want to know how many laps underwater can you swim?
After a cigarette or before?
But after the dark. Good call, Matty.
Good on you, mate. Well done. So, look, this is the deal. This is how it's going to be. And next week, make sure you are tuning in because the details will be revealed as to how you can get across to Tokyo to compete.
And I strongly recommend over the next 7 days you fine-tune your go-to song.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
I had a bloke walk into the show in a singlet and thongs, holding two beers in the air, and he went, Tommy Little, you effing legend.
Was it Xavier Ellis?
Please welcome the legend himself, the very funny Tommy Little.
Hey, we should have in there. Good looking.
You can just take it, Jules.
No,
you can have
don't
him.
Be like that. I'm just joking.
I'm not being like anything.
I respect Tommy Little for who he is as a person.
I don't need you to respect me. That's fine.
Just have me.
Just have me anyway. I love you. Just turned into a sleazy wog dude then, Jules. You went, hey.
I'm meant to be the sleazy wog dude up in here.
It's okay.
What are you doing, mate?
Hey. Hey, get on over here.
Hey, how you doing, mate? You doing all right, eh? Hey?
Oh, hey. Now, Tommy, on a very, very serious note, I mean, today is Are You Okay Day? And I was watching the project last night and, you know, the segment that you did. I mean, just talking about especially young men dealing with mental health issues.
Yes.
And how hard, you know, they find it to actually come out and say, you know, that they're not doing okay. And why today is very important to ask that that question. How do you respond when someone does say, I'm not okay?
You get around them. I think the main thing, particularly with men, is we're not good at talking to each other. So you make sure you don't leave them. You give them whatever they need and you get around them. We were talking about I attended these workshops they're doing. They're called Tomorrow Man. Mm-hmm. And they go into schools and they chat to young men about communicating from a young age, because even from when we're real little, often young girls will do things that involve communication. So they'll role play, or they'll, you know, as cliche as it is, they'll play with dolls where they're both talking to each other and they'll go, you know, act out a scene. And boys might just kick a footy and not really chat to each other. So from a very early age, guys are kind of not as developed when it comes to actually chatting with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we then need to address. And I mean, I talked about it last night, but it also means that if men are better at communicating, they become more sensitive and they treat women better, they treat men better, and the flow-on effects for society as a whole is just massive. So I think it starts with, and I think we are getting better. I think the kids of today are far more sensitive than certainly we were when we were young, but it's, it's absolutely something we need to work on.
I think it's such a wonderful concept, Tommy, the Are You Okay Day. And I reckon over the last couple of years, the quasi-influencers have slash hijacked the day with just posting it on Instagram. I reckon it's got out of hand a little bit. Like, oh, look at me. I seem to be doing the right thing. And I can almost bet my bottom dollar that they won't actually ask the question. They just post it to seem like they're doing the right thing. How important is it just to grab that one person one-on-one and genuinely ask the question?
It is important, but I'm kind of with you on the day itself. I think the day is great because it means we have chats like this where we have broader conversations about mental health. And I think that's really important. I think the notion of simply asking someone, are you okay, is a bit idealistic.
Yep.
I think you should constantly, I don't think it should be one day a year where you go, oh, geez, I'm going to turn to my mate and go, are you all right, bro? Because that pressure, if you ask them something that you've never asked them again, like you've never asked them before, they're going to be like, yo, this is weird. Why is Dave just asking me all of a sudden, am I okay? Yesterday he was throwing a cheeseburger at me.
Yeah.
And today he's asking, am I okay? So I think it's more about making that a constant conversation of just checking in with your mates constantly of how they're doing and looking out for signs that maybe they're not doing so well. Maybe they're withdrawing, maybe they're not willing to hang out as much, and just constantly checking in with them and going, hey, bro.
Because you can tell when someone's off, right? You can tell when, you know, especially if it's a mate that you've been around or a friend.
I mean, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but if you make it a constant conversation, it's not weird when you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like, oh, yeah, you're just touching base and this is what we do with each other. And again, for men particularly, that is confronting to the first time, but just do it. It's fine.
Tommy Little, appreciate your time on this one this morning, and we'll catch you this afternoon on the Carrie and Tommy Show on Hit 92.9 from 3 o'clock. Good on you, mate.
Look, I'm not lying, guys. I was hoping to get some more jokes in, but you really made it serious from the get-go.
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
Okay, it's Tommy. Fine. Okay, no, wait, no. I'll drop one on you. Go.
Yeah, hit me.
What do you call two Mexicans playing basketball?
I mean, this sounds like it's going to be racist, and so I'm all in. What?
One on one.
Yeah, and you delivered.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
This is about making sure that you are at your best, and that's what we're here for because we're good friends.
It was my first appearance.
No, I know. But, I mean, I had some feedback from my first time too, and it wasn't overwhelming. Oh. I've tried to improve.
So, yesterday, Channel 9 here in Perth, mm-hmm. bless them, at 4 o'clock they do their local news, mm-hmm. and around about 4:30, quarter to 5 or so, they do a little thing called The Pulse, which you yes. may have seen where local Z-grade celebrities jump on and chat with TiVo.
Is your finger on the pulse?
Is your finger on the pulse of what's
so
happening?
She's so beautiful.
She is wonderful.
TiVo's filled in here a couple of times.
She's stunning.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. Gorgeous. So you get three different things that you guys have discussions about.
Yes.
And we've plucked some audio from your appearance yesterday. God. Can I just say, overall, bit nervous. Probably looked a bit nervous.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I'm just going to...
Can you guys not? Of course I was bloody nervous. It was my first appearance on TV.
I'm going to hear it for the first time, and then I'm just naturally going to give you some feedback.
So what TiVo does is she asks a question about a particular story doing the rounds, and then you chime in, Jules, and
with
you
your
say...
answer. With your...
So this is the first question. What does a KFC wedding say about us, Jules?
I think that it just shows that we are way more laid back when it comes to weddings. Like you find, you know, a lot of these competitions do happen overseas, especially in the States. I think it's great that this is now in Australia, and to have that option to have your wedding paid for, why not?
There you go. Well, finger licking good for you, Jules, I say. All right.
Good gear by TiVo there. Definitely good gear by TiVo.
To be honest, I was going to end with the line of, you know, it's the ultimate combo.
Yeah, that would have been some good gear at the end.
No, I didn't.
They'd lack a bit of gear.
Okay, you didn't say you it, need to understand, though, I don't really understand how much time I've got to talk. So I was just like, I'm just going to talk until...
That happens here,
always
too.
Remember,
she cuts me off.
Always remember the floor's yours.
Yeah, that's it. You just got to
run
with it.
No.
You just keep chattering, and then eventually they'll pull the mic from under you.
I'm not like you, Zave.
Oh, it's a bit rough.
All right, well, then let's move on to the second one. TiVo asks, pet mode on Apple. Mm. Have they run out of ideas, Jules?
Maybe, but as a fur mama to two boxes, Moose and Louie, this actually reeled me in and made me look into more into, you know, actually buying it. Because, I mean, Instagram pages, it's growing now with all the pet pages. So, and it's making a lot of people a lot of money. So anything that take that brilliant shot, you know, without having to take 100 photos, the better.
There you go.
Probably didn't study up on the question enough in my eyes. Yeah. You went around in circles a little bit early.
No, I just went, you know what, pet mode, I've got pets. Would I buy it?
No, exactly. Your storyline would have been perfect, but I just don't think you had it.
But when she said, have they run out of ideas? I went,
middle, end. You sort of went intro.
There was no out.
End, middle, end.
Sort I kind of feel, yeah. I almost feel like you waffled a bit too. I mean, that was 26 seconds. Waffle. There was a bit of waffle there. I reckon you could have cut 10 seconds out
of
that.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, maybe. I was, to be honest, I was just a little bit nervous.
Okay. The final question from TiVo to you was, should Nan and Pop get paid to look after grandkids?
No.
No, that was not it. The last question was...
Hey.
We're telling the story here.
All right. I know you were there, but we're telling the story.
I'm not a parent yet, but I hope eventually when I am that this actually happens. I think the more time that, you know, parents can spend at home with their kids, the better. Okay. I mean, I know if my mom was around and she got paid to look after me, I wouldn't have got up to as much mischief as I did. So, fingers crossed.
Okay.
No, wait. Hang on. Us first. Probably a bit in. Like I've noticed that all of these answers from you are probably very me. Yeah, probably a bit me.
I thought it was just like, oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, now here's your chance to talk. What was the question?
The question, okay, it wasn't even that question.
So maybe
what
I
was replying to was what's going to happen next? Will parents start to get
So it was originally grandkids and then went to parents.
It did, yeah. Okay. So then it went to parents. So I was like, well, as someone who's not a parent, I hope that
So it's like maternity leave. I thought that's, you're getting...
Yeah, no, but subsidy from the, I mean, or payment from the government to look after your kids rather than...
So you give your overall mark and then I'll give my overall mark. But you go first.
Okay, all right, hang on a second.
Can we get Tracy on instead? I feel like she'd be so much nicer than you two.
What, to give you an overall mark, a bit of feedback?
No, not feedback, but just someone to back me up because I feel like you guys are just going to drag me.
Jay Pep, what do you got?
Okay. I knocked a couple of points off. Like, I gave you a couple of points because it's your first time. I knocked a couple of points off because you were waffling a little bit. I thought you were going to drag it back, but then the in me stuff came back in again. But a pass mark, 6 out of 10.
A six. Wow. Mm. I gave you higher points
okay.
in looks
okay.
the other
go.
Day.
Here we go.
Yeah, roll
you just went down to a five.
That's rough.
My turn.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm just going to say two.
8.5 out of 10. I thought you did a wonderful
job. Joking.
Whoa. I thought you did a wonderful job, mate. Well done on your first time. Pete,
oh my gosh.
Pete the prick over there.
You know what? He's jealous.
He's so jealous he didn't get asked.
Wait a minute. No.
Oh, you loser. Oh, yeah. Pete, the BFF thing's about you tonight. No friends.
Get stuffed, you two, the both of you. I'm on every fortnight, so I'll be on next week. When are you doing yours?
Go to the cell.
Yeah.
Absolute Cosmetic Medicine, some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi's Hagen P.
With Jules. Hit 92.9.